Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Neocon, first day of the show, and I'm in the Tandis Centiva space on the seventh floor, and I'm with Lee Zaborski. Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Good to be with you. A little background for people who may not know you. You've been with Centiva prior to the Tarket acquisition. Been there about 10 years now, right?
Yeah, that's right, since 1994.
And you're director of product development.
Yes.
And you focus on the LVT, right?
Yeah, that's right. Now that we have integrated with the Tandis Group, I'm still responsible for the hard surface products, the LVT products, but am working with the design team that Terry Mowers leads for Tandis Centiva.
Okay. All right. So you won a gold award, Best of Neocon Gold Award. Congratulations. It's part of the Contour collection, and it's called Substrate, right?
Right. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell us a little bit about how this came about, the collaboration with Terry and Suzanne, and just fill us in on this.
Kemp, it was really interesting because this was a design concept that Terry Mowers and Suzanne Tick collaborated on several years ago. As I said, when we integrated the design, marketing, and our sales teams, it was a design that Terry literally brought back out of a storage place and said, hey, I think this is something we could move forward on now and produce it with the LVT material. So it's a unique design. It's not imitating anything like a wood or a stone, which LVTs typically do. A lot of times it's just an abstract, and we've done this in several colors and neutrals and then some brighter colors. So we're really excited that this was recognized and that we received the gold.
To me, though, let me describe it. It looks a little bit like an animal skin because it's got parallel lines. Nowadays, a lot of designers are trying to emulate nature. I think this product emulates nature, and yet you've got a wide range of colors here. Do you agree with me about the animal skin?
I do. The original material was actually a scrim that is used in manufacturing of some of the soft surface products. But when you look at it, I can see that it looks a little bit like an animal skin. I think the different colors tend to make it look like different things. It also, to me, has a really hand-stitched kind of a quality, and it's just very interesting the way the design was created, because the way the scrim just fell on to the substrate, it has an organic feel to it.
Mm-hmm. And how did you pick the colors?
Well, that's another thing. Now that we're part of one design team, we're sharing information, and we get a lot of our color work and ideas from our customers. Our design team is always on the look to see where color is going, and so now I literally took some of the yarn windings and matched colors for the LVT.
Okay, so you're using carpet fiber as a basis for picking your colors for the LVT.
Yeah, it's very integrated. It's very exciting time, and I really feel like this is just the beginning of a lot of really good things to come.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now with this change, you're part of Tarket. How do you manage your time now? I know you're in Florence, Alabama a lot, and then Tandis is in Dalton. Do you go back and forth? Talk a little bit about that.
I do. And you know what? I mean, really, it's about a three-hour drive. You know, you've made this drive. So it's not that bad a drive. So I do go over and work with the team there and with Terry. But it's also really important that I'm in Florence because that's where the LVT is being manufactured. But it all works. You know, I really am happy to be part of the team who is so involved in getting information and working directly with the customers, too.
All right. Well, it's packed here. Obviously, it looks like traffic at Neocon is going to be good this year, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
All right, great. Lee, again, been talking to Lee Zaborski, who is the director of design with Tandis Centiva on the LVT side, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloraDaily.net.